a case where you get involved in a business transaction which ends up being an issue of ribbis, what I'm thinking about is a case of where you have a trial period. So you're going to have two guys, not necessarily full-blown business. I'm selling something. So listen, you know what? You pay me now. Try for a week. If you don't like it, you give me back the option. I'll give you back the money. What you're saying is, if after a period of time you don't like it, we're going to invalidate the sale. We've been about to the sale, I'm afraid of. So you never bought it. So what happened was, I gave you money for a week. For the fact that I gave you money for a week, I got my money back at the end. Plus, I used your object for a week. That's ribbit. I gave you money for a week. Plus, I got the use of your object at that period of time. So to phrase it in that presentation, what we just said, it is not proper. The correct way to say it is, I'm selling to you, and if in a week you don't like it, I will buy it back from you for the full price. So then I'm saying there's a sale right now, and I will buy it, repurchase it from you in 7 days, or whatever the period of time is, but you have a trial period, then it's not a problem of ribbis. But as presented, it'll be a problem of ribbis. And a different case where you have a deal with ribbis is the question of cashing a check cashing companies. So check cashing companies, so you go in, you give them $100, they give you back $100, that's not a business, right? They're not making any money. So they say, listen, we're going to charge a fee for cashing the check. So if the fee is for cashing the check or just for the tirfa they have involved, that'd be fine. So the tirfa takes to deal with all of the paperwork, etc. But the real reason why they're charging is because they're going to have to wait to get the money. They're giving you cold cash on the barrel, and they're getting back this check, which they have to now process and get money for it. So the fact that it's going to take time to get the money, that sounds like ribbis, you're waiting to get your money, therefore you charge me something. So it's a ribbis up front for the fact that you're giving me money, which I cannot get until later. So if I come with somebody else's check, so that's one thing. Come with my check really is a right that they can go to the bank, my bank, and get money. So I'm allowing them to take money from me, which means they're giving me money, and they're getting back money from my account for a fee. So that can be problematic. If it's a third-party check, it's not an issue. But if it's that person's personal check, you have an issue. If you're dealing with a Jewish check-casting firm, you're going to have an issue. Halacha looks at another case where you have this type of issue. Halacha looks at money does not go up and down. Money stays put, and what happens is, we said the dollar went up, the dollar went down. The dollar stayed put in halacha. And when you're in the U.S., the dollar stayed put. Either it can buy more commodities or less commodities. The things got more expensive, they got less expensive. The dollar stayed put. If it say it went down, it means it buys less. It means everything went up. And a lot of goods went up, dollar, the currency stays the same. That's talking about the local currency, not foreign currency. So if I want to borrow in the Canadian over here, and I want to pay you back in Canadian, if Canadian went up, so I'm paying you more. So if I give you back, borrow 100, give back 100, well, the 100 buys more now. I don't care. The dollar stayed the same. The objects changed. But if you're talking about foreign currency, it actually changed. So I borrowed 100 Canadian, which has a certain value, and now I'm giving you back 100 Canadian, which has more value. That's the problem of ribbis. That's the problem of self-esteem. It's the problem of ribbis. This is very common when you go to Eretz Yisrael, transacting in dollars. Right, so but many of the Gemach don't like, they didn't, in the old days for sure, they didn't like transacting in shekelim because the shekel was just going wild. So you would borrow the money in dollars. Well, the credit's a foreign currency. Most Kleshkim and Eretz still held that dollars had a bit of a local currency because it was used so much that it had a bit of a local currency, not of a foreign currency. That's pretty bad. It's a statement about the economy of Israel at that point in time. Then nowadays, that the shekel has stabilized, so the shekel is considered a local currency and the dollar is considered a foreign currency. Borrowing in dollars, you need to do it with a heter iska. You can't do it. If you want to pay the exact amount of money back, you would have an issue of a ribbis issue. You need a heter iska to do it. So I want to explain exactly how a heter iska works, and then maybe Thursday we'll try and wrap it up.